Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 195 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. And we have Mordecai joining, along with a Grogu-covered Thunderer, it seems, at least on the video. And it's probably going to be a quick run-through because we did just record last Monday. We're still in May, even though this is going to be scheduled to post on June 1st. We're recording here on May 31st because birthday celebration. Sword Agent's birthday is tomorrow. So we'll be doing some D&D-ing tomorrow afternoon and therefore not able to record.
Yep.
But summer has begun. How have you taken advantage of your first day off from summer? By zoning out and sleeping, quite clearly, if you don't have a good answer.
Yeah.
Gaming, too, I assume.
And talking to my girlfriend.
Okay.
Loser.
And how have you used your first day of summer so far?
Gaming,
yeah. Like, we just gamed some with Marvel Rivals and the 501st a little earlier today. I've gotten through all my chores at this point, so mowing, etc. is done. I can't think of any really much more gaming that we've done this week because it's shorter since Monday, so it's Tuesday to now.
Yeah.
And we had the last hurrah of school to get through, right?
Yeah. Something I'm wondering is why most of the 501st that was at least on call didn't like Ultron.
It's the healing style. So, to talk more about Marvel Rivals, Ultron just released as a healer. And he doesn't feel like a healer to me. At all.
Hmm.
Because you put your little happy drone out, and then you right-click and send out your shield, and otherwise you're DPSing. So, to me, he didn't feel like an actual healer. He felt like a side healer.
Mm.
Like an Iron Man with a side bonus of healing.
So far as I have recently been maining him, I've been getting more heals than other healers.
Interesting. So, kind of like how Adam Warlock clicks with you, though.
Yeah.
The style of healing of Adam Warlock is probably more similar to the style of healing of Ultron, right?
Eh.
A little bit?
A little bit.
And that didn't click with me.
Yeah.
So that's probably what's going on, is those that are healing more traditionally, it's not clicking, while those that are a less traditional healer, it works. But that's just kind of my assumption based on your question there.
Fair. Reason why I'm liking them so much so far is I like to save people with said shield and then put the drone on them.
Interesting. Okay.
And then the shield protects them enough that the drone can do its job and heal.
Because I think if the drone acted like Zenyatta's healing ball, I would like him better. But it doesn't. It just kind of sits there. And I don't understand yet how to trigger said drone. You know?
It triggers as soon as it's on the ally.
But it doesn't actually do any overtime healing. It doesn't feel like.
It does.
So maybe the people that I were droning were taking so much damage that it wasn't noticeable to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a slower heal. It's a slower heal over time.
It's quite literally a AoE heal that's supposed to heal over time.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'll probably give him more of a shot. It's just not something that I'll dive for, especially while he's the new character, because plenty of other people will also be diving for him.
Yeah. However, I've had a faster computer than most of my solo matches, so haha.
Nice. But let's see. Oh. I can't think of anything else gaming-wise, really. I am super close to 50 in Fortnite, level 50, so I'll probably actually switch over to that after processing the podcast, just to push over the edge and get the Emperor.
Cool.
And then D&D is on the schedule for tomorrow. So,
I'm excited.
Me too. I need to look at that book again, actually, and just double check. Oh, well, Thunderer wants to show off the birthday gift that I received from her. 3 mages and a margarita. It is part of the Guild Codex Spellbound series. And it's been on my wish list for a while, so I am looking forward to starting it soon. I'm working on a different series at the moment, part of the Demon King Seven Realms series, but that's definitely probably the next book I'll be starting once I've finished Shadowcaster and the other two after that. Any other gaming thoughts at the moment?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, politics-wise, have you seen any interesting TikToks the last week?
Not so far.
So, Wall Street has begun a code word that has leaked out and gotten back to Trump at this point, called TACO. What? TACO. Trump always chickens out is the what it stands for. So the fact that the tariffs, because not all of them were outlawed, some were struck down. So those that were struck down, plus him like punting the European Union 50% tariffs, he chickens out. And that's what Wall Street is like, hang on, don't react heavily about anything Trump says, because he always chickens out. So just think TACO.
Nice.
Think TACO, my friends. Do not panic if you actually pay attention to the stock market and the rich person's feelings index. He chickens out. So, yeah. Keela, having listened to last week's episode, posited the question, what's in the plane? The plane that was just gifted to the United States, or to Trump, more correctly, but he claims it's to the country. That would be a perfect opportunity for a foreign power to hide other things in that spying devices, listening devices.
Yeah.
So what's in the darn plane? Keel also wanted to point out that she watched the Musk Doge bye-bye. So he is leaving government service, thank goodness, and going back to have a quote-unquote laser focus on Tesla and run that company into the ground.
Oh, that explains something. We've been playing a stock simulator in the school before summer break, and one of the stock markets were Tesla, and it was just crashing the entire time we were playing.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody was angry at Musk, and they were selling off Tesla stock accordingly, mm-hmm. causing it to crater. Yeah. It's gone down a lot. A lot. Good input, though. Thank you. So at that goodbye ceremony, he was handed a key to the White House, kind of like how a mayor might hand off a key to the city. I've never heard of a key to the White House being handed off before. I'm not even sure it's normally a real... a real honor, usually. Key to the White House. Let's see here. I'm actually curious now. It's a book. Trump gives Musk golden key to the White House. There are various books, but yeah, this is something he just kind of made up.
Yeah, looks like it.
Which is funny. It's ceremonial. It's something Trump made up. It's pretty darn worthless. I guess during this, Trump also got distracted thinking about trans mice again, like he did during the State of the Union. The transgenic mice, the scientific studies has nothing to do with transgender, but because he's
dumb.
Yeah. He gets distracted and thinks it's related to transgender. It's not. But Musk also managed, I guess, to distract Trump with a comment of, wow, there's a lot of gold in the Oval Office, or something to that effect, and heavily distracted Trump on that. A reporter asked a question, and Trump got grumpy because that same news outlet published some other negative story against Trump, and he got grumpy about it and refused to answer the question. And Keela's pointing out how rude Republicans in general are to the press.
Yeah.
They treat the press as an enemy. And it's because the press actually care about facts and the Republicans don't.
Yeah.
And so they naturally butt heads. One group likes to lie, and one group is not lying. See? Yep. And Thunder just brought up the graph of the Tesla stock, and yeah, it definitely cratered over the last year. It's just been on a nice trend downward. But Trump also praised Musk's SpaceX company. The irony there is that the last few rockets of SpaceX have been blowing up. So I don't know. I guess blowing up is good now. I don't know.
I suppose.
Lastly, Keela wanted to mention regarding Biden's cancer that the Republicans definitely were making too much of a big deal out of it because other public officials have been diagnosed with cancer or other diseases in the past and continue to serve.
Yeah.
Jamie Ramiskin, I'm mispronouncing that probably, did so. And so others have in the past, others probably will in the future. So the Republicans having tried to attack him on that when he's not even in office anymore is just dumb. It's extra dumb.
And also, I feel like even if he was in office, that's not really our business.
The health of the president, in my opinion, is a bit of the business of the citizens.
Oh?
Just, if he's too sick, he might not be thinking straight or thinking clearly. But we also have a history of presidents hiding their health and others kind of running the show behind the scenes. So it would be nice if they were more open about it, but I understand why they're not.
Yeah.
But any other thoughts politically, bud?
Not really.
Well, I want to send out a thank you to Keela for the comments from last week's episode, and appreciate because you helped add some extra flesh to the episode. So thank you for that. And this was episode 195 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We are 5 weeks away from 200, which is amazing.
Jeez.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. So if you want to join like Keela, podcast@flameflash.net is the email address, or you can leave comments on YouTube. Keela has me on WhatsApp, and that's how I heard these messages, but those other places are fine to reach out via. You can leave a comment on the blogs. So you have some opportunities to leave comments. And comments are welcome. Encouraged. So with that, we're going to process this episode and get back to relaxing for the rest of the weekend. And I should probably fold some laundry at some point.
Yeah. Live with honor.
Indeed.